Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Walking to the biker show, somewhere in Salzburg, I don't know. A haircut man should be there, but he was anyway. I want a haircut, yeah, I want a haircut. Well, please, please, man, look at me. I want a haircut so I can be free. Well, I was searching around and round. A body painter was all I found. Rockabilly barber, where is he? He had an accidental. You won't try me. I want a haircut. Yeah, I want a haircut. Well, please, please, man, look at me. I want a haircut so I can be free. So I ask you somebody else, but they say you look as well. I want to make my hair real short, like the Wimbledon Santa hood. I want a haircut, yeah, I want a haircut. Well, please, please, man, look at me. I want a haircut so I can be free.
From coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour theme.
Who is this superhero? Sarge? No. Rosemary, the telephone operator? No. Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
Could be. Hong Kong Phooey. Number one super guy, Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. He's got style, a groovy style, and a vibe that just won't stop. When the going gets rough, he's super tough with a Hong Kong Phooey chop. Hong Kong Phooey, number one super guy. Hong Kong Phooey, quicker than the human eye. Ticka chong, ticka chong, ticka chaka, ticka chong, ticka ba, chaka chaka, ticka ba, wow, wow.
Fan-rific. All right. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Well, hi, Gumby.
Aggie.
And welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. I'm assuming the Blog Talk Radio doesn't want anybody else in the chat room tonight, for some reason. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of sugar-frosted meatloaf and mint-flavored jelly fruit bat, or something like that. New mint-jellied fruit bat. Ugh, man, You should be in a comedy mood to write comedy, I guess. Well, we at Possmauer, regardless, thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest radio entertainment. Mondays, Possum Hour, Diddy Mow. Fridays, Friday Night Possum. And this week, two episodes of Blobbering Time with your pal and mine, host Ben J. Grimm. All right, the possums are starting to show up. Cool, 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 cool. All right, getting lonely in here. All right, so phone lines. Oh, we're already to that part. Okay. Let's see. The phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Are you going to watch your favorite sporting events at an ordinary bar? Todd Gamble here for Northern Kentucky's number one sports bar, Dickman's Kentucky Sports Cafe. Want to raise your voice over a bad call? Do it. Pound out a few coldies? Do it. Eat the best chicken wings in town? I've done it. That's Dickman's.
Have you been injured as a result of the negligence of another individual? If so, you deserve serious representation. At Dickman Law Offices, we've been providing serious representation for over 15 years. If you have been injured as a result of the negligence of another individual, please contact my law office. We will provide you with a free, confidential consultation. Your serious injury requires serious representation, and that's what we provide at Dickman Law Office.
Call Dickman Law Offices today for your free, confidential consultation.
My name is Larry Dickman.
Hi, there's our first caller. Welcome to Dickman. I mean, Possum Hour.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Hello? Hello? This is Sarah Coventry.
Hey there, Sarah Coventry.
I called to say... Three cheers for you.
Thanks.
Go fuck yourself. Pig.
Ebenezer and my old Aunt Jane heard the rheumatism bugging, nearly went insane. He forgot his rheumatism and his 3-day gout. Jane, he grabbed old Ebenezer and we heard him shout, the rheumatism boogie,
the
rheumatism boogie,
the
rheumatism boogie makes you feel like you're young again. You'll do the country shuffle and the Suzy Q, the jitterbug special, I'm telling you. It makes you start to shimmy and you want to shag. Your motor starts to running on a downhill drag. To the rheumatism boogie,
to the boogie.
Rheumatism boogie,
to the boogie.
The rheumatism boogie makes you feel like you're young again. His rheumatism hurt him till he wished he was dead. The rheumatism misery made him feel so bad. He said it was the worst pain that he had ever had. He went to the doctor to ease his pain. The doc, he told him, throw away your cane. About a week later, he went to see the doc. He said, I'm feeling better, cause I learned to rock to the rheumatism boogie.
To the boogie.
The rheumatism boogie.
To the boogie.
The rheumatism boogie makes you feel like you're young again.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
What you see is a mystery, but he makes it all come true. If you've got a heart, then Gumby's a part of you.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Gumby. Professor R.J. Gumby.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Yes, indeed it is.
Oh, yeah!
Hey!
All right, like hilarity ensues.
Larry Dickman introduced himself. That was good. he kind of popped his head in.
Yeah, and Larry Dickman. Special appearance by Larry Dickman.
Uh-huh. From Des Moines.
I didn't realize that he was an attorney, but
he's an attorney?
Yeah. Dickman.
Okay.
Dickman law offices.
Boy, he's done some great spaghetti lessons.
Yeah.
For a lawyer.
Hey, man, you know what? I did something dirty. I did something dirty this weekend.
Uh-oh. What's that?
I looked at some pornography on the internet.
Oh!
Huh? I did.
Oh.
I shit you not. Did you realize there's, like, pornography? Like, real hardcore pornography on the internet?
Good God.
Mm-hmm.
That's
I don't know
day.
What this country's coming to. So anyways.
It's a disgrace. You're naughty.
Just for fun, I had to look up Stormy Daniels.
Okay, yeah.
It was interesting.
Did you find one? A clip or something?
I did. There was one. There was a film. Actually, it was a compilation to, like, the best of Stormy Daniels.
Oh, that's right. Okay,
yeah.
All right. So she's been around. All right, good.
Oh, boy, she's been around all right. I never heard of her before.
Neither
was dating Perez, but
she takes it.
She's got a, you know, a certain style and a method to her.
A talent.
Yes. But almost every time she lets the guy, you know, in her mush.
Keep it clean.
There.
Okay. All right. I don't know about that.
I just wondered if the president got to do that too. That was just crossed my mind, you know, after the fourth or fifth guy. I said, you know, I wonder. I don't know.
He's tasting all those.
It's weird because she was wearing. She made the guys wear condoms when they were stooping her, but then they, you know.
Still.
I mean,
wash that out.
Get that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Tongue cancer or something.
A taste of vinegar. Hey, when you were on porn, did you look up ripples and wrinkles by any chance? That's classic.
No, I missed out.
Write it down. Next time you venture to the dark side, look it up.
Miss Stormy Dan. You know what? It didn't do anything. I couldn't, like, you know, I didn't. Didn't really enjoy it in the biblical
sense.
Porn.
Italian soft porn.
Well, it was just, yeah, it was like kind of gross. Yeah, it was kind of gross, real hardcore shit. And plus the fact that she's done Bobo, you know, it's like,
Yeah, that kind of puts a damper in it.
Yeah. Yeah, a little sound
effect.
But
she's no cigar holder. Yeah.
Little wilt there. Pretty much. All right, so we're divisive tonight. We're tearing this country apart. So I figured we'd blow up feelings. What better?
Yes.
Know, what better?
Yes. What a horrible fucking song, too. God, I hate that song.
Oh man. Remember the episode of the Gong Show where everybody sang Feelings?
I don't remember, no.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that
I
was amazing.
I just don't remember.
Because, you know, by the third or fourth one, you're starting to get wise to the gag. Apparently, that was a lot of people's go-to song on the old Gong Show. A lot of gonging on that day. I don't even. How did they even pick a winner? Jeez.
Huh? I read someplace that was Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite song. I don't know if it's correct or not.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah.
Well, what's this guy's name? His name is Morris Albert. He's a one-hit wonder. Imagine that.
This is his legacy.
Well, alas, tis sadly true.
Morris.
Oh, I think we're out of gas.
Joyriding again, eh? Why don't you try to choke? Thanks, I will. All right, leave him alone. Oh. No! Ow! Hey, Mo!
Nothing more than feeling. Trying to forget my feelings of love.
Pull the string.
Teardrops.
The surf is humping big. Stay on shore.
Oh my.
Oh.
something.
Carnivorous?
Josh!
And there you have it.
All that laughing and then JL's laughing. I like it. That's it. Sound like.
I haven't seen that new Gong Show.
Not either of us. In fact, I've forgotten all about it. It's not aired anymore, right? It's...
I don't know. I don't watch TV.
I don't watch that.
I don't watch like regular TV no more, man.
Neither do I. I'm on Amazon constantly now. Now that I got the YouTube app, I'm watching YouTube clips on TV. That's all I've been doing. With Amazon in it.
I watch Star Trek at 8 o'clock p.m.
Yeah.
Shit like that. I don't watch
I got my Western, my Saturday Western, like you've been talking about for years. I'm on board with that now.
You're breaking up. You're breaking up.
I said, I'm on board with your Saturday Westerns now, too. I forgot about that.
Indeed. Yeah, they're good. Have Gun Will Travel.
Yes.
Rifleman. Man, I'm not hearing stuff
that
well.
On Amazon.
Is it me?
I got Amazon. I got that Rifleman on Amazon. I'm up at 3. Should I call in again? Maybe it's me.
Man.
Hello.
Breaking up. Yeah,
right,
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I'll call in again. Want me to call in again?
You think it's you or do you think it's me?
I don't know. I hear you fine.
I think it's okay now. Okay, I think we're okay now. I think it might have been me.
Anyone in the lounge? You hear us?
You sound okay now. You're okie doke now.
Oh, okay. I don't know either.
It could have been your connect-a-gazoink. Well, everybody's
that's
left.
Probably it.
Technical difficulties are going to sink this program, I'm sorry to say.
Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
We'd like to, welcome to the Possum Lounge. The Possums.
Yeah. Look at them all.
Hello? I've lost sound
look
again.
Look at them all. You lost it again? There you go.
I
you
can't hear you, Gumby.
Possums. I'll call in again, just in case.
And I can't hear the show. Hello? Something's gone wrong.
Can you hear me? I can't hear any music, just you.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear
Boy,
you
this
fine.
This is bad. This is bad. This is not good. You can hear me. I can't hear you, man. I can hear nothing.
Huh. You don't hear the music? There's nothing to play. Well, let me call you. I'm going to call you back.
Interesting. I don't know what to do here. Okie doke. Well, good luck with that. He's calling back in. Man, this kind of sucks. Can anybody hear any? I mean, I guess, I don't know. Can you hear me? Get It for USA? We have Get It for USA here, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the Possum Lounge. Very interesting. Everybody else has left because, well, sheesh. I guess you hear you don't you just hear me. You don't hear music playing or anything. I think this fucking switchboard is fucked. I don't know. I have no idea what is going wrong, ladies and gents. We had some very interesting stuff. So there's no music playing right now, correct? Tell me in the chat. Could always read from the Maury Amsterdam book. So there's no music. Please let me know if there's music playing now. Diddy Mao. Maybe we should just shit can this episode, man. I'm getting nothing. No response to nothing. You get nothing and like it. Jiminy Christmas. This is ridiculous. I can't hear you. I can't hear you, Gumby. Jeebus. I don't know what to do. Am I on? No, you're not. I don't know. You may be on. Maybe other people are hearing you. I'm not hearing you. I'm hearing nothing. I'm getting nothing, and I'm not liking it. I may restart my browser here and see if that... I don't know. That may... it may be a brownout in my Okay. Well, my studio is not refreshing. I'm like frozen. I'm going to restart my browser and see what happens there. Cuz sometimes the browser gets worn out. I don't know. I still don't hear anything. This is probably the most riveting episode we've ever had of the old Possum Hour. Good golly. Me talking to myself. It's just one laugh after another. Well, perhaps we're cursed. Tonight. Okay. Come on. There we go. Okay.
Here you go. I'm unmuted.
Okay, there you go. You on there?
I'm on here. We got a show.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck was that, man?
I don't know, man. That was fun.
Man.
Let's do that again.
Yeah. That's hilarious, man. It must have been me. Must have been my browser. All right. There we go. We're back.
Happy birthday, everybody.
There you have it.
Well, I was about ready to quit, man. I really was, man. I was like, oh, fuck this shit.
Yeah, you don't know.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Oh, okay. That's what I did wrong.
Now we're flying, baby. Now we're flying.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful lounge out there.
Yeah.
Look at them all. Some of them showed up while I was gone. There's Apple Cheeks Alice.
Cheeks. Yes.
Yeah. Good to glad to see you.
Yes. Wonderful Apple Cheeks.
There's Bringing It Boy.
Bring It Boy.
You know, that was less than 5 minutes. The show was fucked up.
It seemed like 45.
Seemed like about a half hour. Seemed like a half hour, you know. You're sitting there going, Jesus Christ, make the fucking thing. Thanks for coming, Apple Cheeks, bringing a boy. And there she is,
yes.
Dr. Cake. It wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake. Hear me now, believe me later. She's sick of those Olympics.
Aren't we all?
It almost wasn't. Well, she was here. That's what saved it.
Yeah, that's what pulled us together.
She's got pull.
Dr. Yeah. Cake, sit
all right, there's
up.
Get It For USA. Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe it was a systemic problem here in the thing. Cake, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck happened. 6.66 minutes, says Maggie C. First in love.
That's
in
the
peace.
Sign of Jay Leno. He fucked it up. 66 minutes.
Probably wasn't
Jay Leno fucked it up.
Probably wasn't.
Maggie C.
I didn't like all them Bobo jokes.
Yeah, that's what did it.
I shouldn't have opened with the come on the face story, because really set the tone. Oh, well. But there he is. The Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
Woo!
Spotted Dick is a traditional English steamed suet pudding. The name Dick was conjugated from sticky pudding to dicky pudding, to dicky, to dick, to treacle dick, and finally when raisins were added like little spots, the Spotted Dick was born.
It has sponge, it has raisin, served with custard, it tastes amazing. Have it hot or heavy chili, takes its name from Pimpled Willie. Nuts or bananas, no, they're not puckered.
Dick my spot,
Spotna. Dick my Spotna, Spotna. Dick my spot, bake it slow,
Spotna.
Bake it quickly,
Spotna.
Too much custard,
Spotna.
You make me sticky.
Dick my spot,
Spotna. Dick my spot.
Thank you.
This is the worst show ever, man. I swear to God.
Naughtiness.
Yeah. Get an X rating, man.
Yeah.
Ooh. Man, it was so nice today. It was like, it was 60, high 60s, 68, 69,
yeah.
Close to 70. D freaking yeah. Great. Holy
I know. I was out in the porch for about 5 minutes. I know.
I took my walk. Man, okay. I took my walk and I forgot that it was President's Day, okay?
Uh-huh.
Federal holiday. And before I left, I had a couple of checks to put in the bank, so I got the checks all prepared. Because I'm not one of them assholes that does their shit at the window. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
I get it prepared ahead of time, hand it to the guy, bing, bang, boom. Uh-huh. Don't fuck around when you're in the goddamn bank line. All right.
You're the Commodore.
So I take, you know, so I got everything prepared, and I just stick in my pocket, and I take off on my walk, because the bank's on the walk. And I'm about halfway there, and I think, you know, I'll bet you that bank isn't open today. It's President's Day. Darn it. I get there. That fucking thing's open.
Yeah?
What the hell's that about,
yeah,
man? I go, I didn't expect you to be open. He's like, oh, well, we got shorter hours. We're closing at 2. I said, dude, man.
Yeah.
And the thing's in a supermarket. I said, man, when I was a kid, supermarkets weren't even open on Sundays, man.
Yep.
You didn't. Hey, whiz.
Yep.
What the hell in a handbasket?
That's a holiday. You're correct.
Yeah. There'd been no supermarket. There'd been no...
Uh-huh.
I don't know about supermarket on President's Day. But
probably.
No way a bank was open. No way a bank was open.
How about mail? They didn't do mail today, did they? Because I...
No
I
mail today.
I checked them late.
Nope.
Okay, good.
No mail today. I don't know. I like the... an easier time when
mm-hmm.
it wasn't 24/7 commerce.
9 to 5. You know, now every place
yeah.
is open 24 hours a fucking day.
You're going to find somebody to work Thanksgiving, man. You know?
Yeah.
Sucks.
I always volunteer.
Slavery.
Yeah.
We're slaves.
Yeah, it's double
working
time.
Longer,
I
getting
always,
paid
I
less.
I always volunteer.
Yeah. And TV shows suck.
Fuck family.
On top
fuck
of all
family.
That.
Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
So, you know, it
I
might end up 70. Being, it might be, you know, in this day and age, we get the reality shows and we like TV, so we love our TV stars. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
She's looking into the presidency for the next,
Then you know what? I am going to register. Oprah.
Hey, man, you might get a free car. You never know. She does give away prizes.
That's right. I'm looking under my couch right now.
Oh, man. I wonder if Bob Eubanks is... interested in public office, he'd be good.
Sure. All right. I can see that.
Well, I don't know. It's just so stupid anymore. We're living in the dumbest world. It was like, I don't know. I think it's maybe just this country. I'm not sure. We're really dumb.
How old is Honey Boo Boo now? Is she old enough for the...
I don't think Honey Boo... Maybe Honey Boo Boo's mom, because, you know...
There you go.
You could have our first woman president then.
Uh-huh. There you go. I just had a visual. Oh!
Well, she lost weight, you know.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. Because that's all she needed.
Tummy tuck. Tummy tuck. Something like that.
Okay. And her pedophile
hey, did you see?
Boyfriend.
Did you see the portraits of former President Barack Obama and his wife? They came out last week. Official portraits.
Is that the
you
one where? Does that have to do with all the leaves in the background or something? I've been seeing a lot
yes.
of pictures. Of,
yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I never seen the original.
That was the weirdest fucking thing.
The joke. Yeah.
Yeah. It's the weirdest. I don't. It's a nice, excellent. His portrait is excellent. But that busy background,
yeah,
kind of weird. And he's got an explanation of what it means and everything like that. But, so then, I really, you know, whatever. But the First Lady's portrait is terrible.
Yeah? I didn't see that one.
Somebody got a pass. Yeah. You know, I put the link in there. You check it out.
Okay, I got to check it out.
It doesn't look like her. It does not fucking look like her, man. But hers doesn't. I mean, I can't. I always find that weird because, like, that's my thing, man, getting likenesses, you know. And I'll be honest,
yeah.
That doesn't look like him. That looks like him. That don't look like her, man, to me.
No.
I think his is spot on amazing. Work, but hers.
It looks like something that could have been hanging up with your grandma's refrigerator, like when you did in seventh grade or something.
It does.
You
it
know?
Looks very amateurish. Very
yeah.
amateurish. Not real keen on either of those, but.
Maybe it's the same guy that did Lucille Ball's statue.
It might be that lady that repainted Jeebus on the fresco.
That's
not sure. Oh, that'd be a funny cartoon. That head on the
yep.
Michelle Obama portrait. There you go. There's
yeah.
the gag.
Yep. There you go.
If I was a younger man and had still enthusiasm for humor, I'd do it. Fuck it. Just imagine it. Imagine, if you will. Jeebus fresco head on Michelle Obama. But anyway, that guy, man, that busy background with the leaves and shit, it's just...
Yeah. It looks stupid. Looks like he's in a marijuana
It doesn't... Well, it doesn't look... It doesn't portray the gravity of the office of the presidency.
Exactly.
You know,
it doesn't have the integrity.
Yeah, there's got to be some seriousness, I think, to that. Especially official portrait. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Just me. I'm old-fashioned. I think they should still wear top hats. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
definitely.
It is the lovely Reverend Wendy's birthday today.
Yeah, that's right.
If I had a top hat, I'd put it on in celebration. Here we go. This is for the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Happy birthday to you.
That time already. Good God.
Time once again for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Well, actually, I had my 3 minutes. You'll never get back about 15 minutes ago. Joe fucking went kaput.
Kaputzy.
Roger Kaputnik. Yeah. Tell me a beer. Blanking out again? I hope.
All right.
Well, the
fur trapper. Tonight's 3 minutes, you'll never get back. It's very loud. What the fuck is
this? You alright?
Anyhow. Yeah. Now I can't hear it at all.
Good.
3 minutes, you never get back. Hit it! Fuck, man.
How was that?
Can you hear me? I don't.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me over there?
Ah, for heaven's sake. You can hear me, right? And I can hear you, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to do my browser again, I guess.
There you go.
I'm
sending positive energy and prayers.
Yeah. Everything kind of funky winker beamed on me there. Boom, 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 boom. Okay. Da dee da dum. Still there?
Yep.
All right. Good deal. Good deal. Keep your fingers crossed here. And oh boy. What?
Nothing.
How's that? Oh, how's that? Hello.
I was gonna say I can't hear an orchestra. But
all right.
Maggie C is still laughing at the fact that we apostles are talking about integrity. So that's
What is so funny about that? That's so funny. All right. That
We're
worked
all
well.
About integrity.
All right. Come on. Come on, fucker. There you go. All right, that's a good sign. It's now sort of waiting for blogtalkradio.com to answer.
Hey.
I'm just sort of glad we got that 3 minutes in there when we did. By gosh.
What the fuck was that?
That was That was Ergo Fizmiz with the David Niven Death Dance. Absolutely.
Okay.
The David Niven, David Niven. Oh, boy. Well, okay, well, let's try Plan B. How about that? I'm going to restart my computer. How about that? Ooh, we haven't done that in a while, have we, on the air?
Well, we're on the news. We can do it without the background music, or are you,
I guess.
Up on your...
They did have the... this was really weird. My buddy calls me up this morning, and he says, oh, I got something for your show. I said, what? He says, closing all the KFCs. I'm like, I think I read something about that. It was in...
Really?
I don't know why it's... And then later on, it came on the evening news. And I'm like, this is the headline story? They couldn't... The people delivering the chickens were new and, things got overwhelming for them and no KFCs got their chickens in England.
Just in your state, or are they closing it all over the place? Because I know a couple of...
No, this was in England.
This
happened in England.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So, and I just thought, well, why in the hell is that a headline story on the national news for crying out loud? I don't know.
Exactly. I'm across the street from one at my cigar shop. Across the street from one, there's some hot-looking black chicks that come in the cigar shop every now and again. Yeah, so you had me passed.
Since we're on the subject of food, I had one of those Boston Market dinners I was talking about the other day.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, sounds very steak.
Now this was beef steak and pasta.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, no, that was Bob Dole, man. I think the problem is I haven't been eating this bachelor chow for a while. You know, I'm not used to it.
I live off that shit. I'll be gone soon.
I used to. That's when I started, my health improvement plan.
There you go. There you go.
So okay. We've restarted the old Possum computer.
Yeah, good.
Keep your fingers crossed. It's not working really well. I think it's not my computer, but maybe my provider. Internet provider slowing down. It seems to happen on Monday nights, doesn't it? We have these
fucking pricks.
God damn it.
I just paid my bill.
I'm gonna...
For my provider, I pay $105 for just internet speed. That's it.
Yeah.
$105 bucks a month for that. Yeah.
They're fucking goons.
Yeah. That's because everyone's canceling cable now, so they got to hike the price of what the hell they're working on.
Oh, come on, man.
Give it a kick, Commodore. Give it a kick. You know what?
No, it's things.
Call
it's
Crazy Kenny. Tell him it's an emergency.
Jesus Christ, man.
Crazy Kenny.
Well, I don't know if this is. I don't know if this is.
That's right. It might be the server.
Yeah, could be the server. Could be Blog Talk Radio. Could be me. Could be you. You suck,
let's play,
man.
Let's blame it on Get
Bing,
It for USA. Let's blame it on him.
Okay, get
blame
it
on
USA.
He's the one. He's evil. The man's evil.
All right. Well, here we could still talk about some of these things while that's warming up. Okie doke. Oh, well, blah, blah, blah. We did the portraits. here we go. This is important news. A pilot was forced to make an emergency landing after a fight broke out when a passenger refused to stop farting.
How many times does that happen? Jesus Christ.
I know. It's like, you see, it's like a weekly thing anymore. It's an epidemic in this country.
And I could have been on a 12-hour flight this week. Can you imagine that? 12 hours of someone farting?
Oh, jeez. That wouldn't be good. Give me some love here, you prick. Oh!
Yeah.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat. The human drama of athletic competition. This is
tell you what.
What's that?
Aw, oh, come on. That's all I get? Oh, you son of a bitch.
I thought you'd get
bastard.
It. You don't like it.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
All right, there you go. I hear the background.
Anyway, the pilot of the Dutch low-cost airline made an emergency landing at Vienna International Airport in Austria. Officers boarded the plane. Police dogs and four suspects were escorted off the plane. Yeah, you know, some people don't find it so funny.
No.
They want to keep them farting.
Well, maybe the guy has problems. You know, what's he going to do?
Get a private flight. Yeah.
You should have one of those private diapers plane. That says Senate diapers.
Oh, yeah, the underwear deodorizes your farts.
Yeah.
We reported that first here on Possum Hour.
That's right.
Okay, we were talking about
that
porn stars before.
Toby Ty.
There's a superstitious farmer in, where the hell is this guy? India. In Andhra Pradesh, India.
All right. Okay.
He's got a farm out there. He grows some crops. Well, he's very, he wants to ward off the evil eye.
He's got a
huge poster of porn star Sonny Leone hanging in his field. and he says his cabbages grow bigger than the other guy's neighbor's cabbages. Got the cabbages to prove it. So, and cauliflower.
Okay.
Forget about the cauliflower. Yeah.
I like it. Now, is that Sonny with
I never
a
heard of her.
Or no? In other words, is it a male?
Oh, it's a girl. It's
female?
A girl. Sonny.
So it's Sonny with a U. Okay.
She might be an Indian. I don't know. You can get. You want to look at her? You got the linky right here.
Yeah.
This is family. This is Family Hour stuff. So no, just a bikini. But anyway,
all right.
I thought they were a little more uptight in India, but this guy's like, yeah, baby.
Ooh.
My favorite porn star hanging in the field.
Oh. Yes.
All right.
That
I like
works
the way you
Trumpy.
Think. Oh, here's another. A lot of these are visual tonight. This one's hilarious as fuck. You know, the big movie there that broke all kind of records, right? Black Panther.
Yeah, yeah.
Superhero movie. These two kids in California, they tried to pull the old tall man gag. And they put on a long coat and got on each other's shoulders. Trying to fucking get in for the price of one at the fucking Black Panther movie. The pictures of this are fucking hilarious.
Oh, Christ.
Needless to say, they were denied.
Oh. I let them in. What the fuck? for being that creative.
I know, I would too. I would too, man. I'd be like, man, you earned it, dude. Go for it.
Yeah.
Funny.
He's looking at wall laughing.
He should have said, I'm fucking giant, man. What are you talking about over here? Yeah.
Or Slender Man. You ever hear about Slender Man?
That's so funny.
Look at him.
I love the hat. The hat and sunglasses is what nobody's going to be suspicious now. You know, put the shades on. You gotta love them kids.
Oh, that's fucking
great.
Give that
kid a raise and his allowance.
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Oh, here's something ripped from today's headline.
When I first heard of that,
pardon me?
It was about the Black Panthers in the 60s. I didn't know it was a super fucking hero.
Yeah. You know, they made up the superhero before they made up the black...
Oh, no shit.
Group, yeah. Group,
superhero's been around that long?
Yeah, he came out like 66, I think. He was invented. He wasn't a major character, though. He was just a guest star and whatnot. Okay. Well, a rip from today's headline in Missouri.
Uh-huh.
We got to ask Opal, it's pronounced. I believe it's Missouri.
I'd go to Missouri, because everyone says that.
Missouri?
Uh-huh. Missouri, because it rhymes with misery.
Yeah. Well, we're getting no joy again on the switchboard. You fucking bitch, dude. So anyway, Missouri, school baseball team is having a fundraiser, a raffle.
Uh-huh.
You suck, man. There we go. The raffle, they're raffling off an AR-15 assault-style rifle as a prize.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. This is right after that school shooting and all that.
Uh-huh. Right after, right?
Well, they'd already planned it out before the school shooting,
okay.
But
okay. That's okay.
Still, you know, bad timing on that. I'm going to say bad timing. All right, we had the chickens. We did the chickens and the farts.
We did the chicken farts.
The chicken farts. Here's a short list of animals that fart and don't fart.
Okay.
Snakes. Yes, some of them fart. Okay.
Okay.
Frogs
fart.
Yeah. Frogs fart. Millipedes. Somehow, yes, they also fart. Spiders, maybe. They're not sure. Spiders. Bats, definitely fart.
Yeah.
Cockroaches fart. A sea anemone, no, does not fart.
No, what
but
the fuck
is
that?
But it burps really bad. and here's a shocker. Birds.
Yeah.
They don't fart.
That's weird, man. I think anything that shits should fart. How about plants?
Should
anything
fart, yeah, you
plants?
Would think anything that shits would fart.
Yeah.
But no, birds do not fart.
Weird shit.
Chum. All right. And keep your fingers crossed. Oh, well, it'll end when it ends.
And when it ends.
Shit. Yeah.
How about U.S. presidents? Do they fart?
Only the ones that are still alive. All
okay,
the dead ones.
There you go.
Nixon, quit,
fart no
Nixon quit farting, yeah, a good 25 years ago.
Okay.
A Haven't heard a peep out of Eisenhower for about 50 almost. Yeah.
Well, the
Harry
guy we
Truman.
Had now is full of shit, so he probably doesn't fart. he can't get that animal.
Oh, come on, man. This thing is just laughing at us. It's laughing at us. Come on, dude.
Don't stop me.
Oy, oy, oy.
Now, back to our show.
Who is this superhero? Sarge?
No!
Rosemary, the telephone operator?
No, I'm in.
Henry, the mild-mannered janitor?
There you go.
You'll get nothing.
That was an audience.
You'll get nothing and like it. Fuck me, man.
Now what are you going to do?
I don't know. Fuck. Oh, there you go. Anybody
we
else?
We get a yodel out of it. We get a yodel.
Yeah, I know.
Out of it.
I know. Bueller.
We jump into it.
Bueller. Lowell. Hello. Come on, man.
You suck.
Get nothing, man. You'll get nothing and like it.
We're going to do it out of yodel?
No. Hopefully not.
Okay, all right.
Hopefully not. It may start up. I mean, you know, we could kick the Maxwell again here.
Kenton Ford said he's going to bring in an AK next week if we don't have a yodel.
Gee whiz. This is bad news, man. I don't know.
I got some weird documentary on here about hippies in a commune.
Nice.
Running around naked, doing weird ceremonies.
Yeah.
They just showed her having given birth, which I had to turn away. That kind of shit kind of gets me.
Oh, the little wheels are spinning. Spin, 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 and nothing is happening.
Loaded.
Had this really nifty fucking. Oh, Jesus Christ, you suck. You fucking suck, dude. How much clearer can I make this? You suck.
Gotta talk nice to it, man.
You gotta swear. You gotta get the right combination of cuss words.
Right.
To get the damn thing to work.
I was about to say, shove it up your ass for it, but you can't.
I can't play a damn thing, man. You can't play. Don't play.
Shove it up your ass.
There you go.
Piccolo.
Bueller?
That's it?
Bueller? I got a recall out of it.
That's something.
I look pretty stupid in this, yodeling my way across the Alps.
Yodel!
Okay. Anybody else? Man, he's saying again.
Well, you know what? We got in Reverend Wendy's happy birthday.
Start
yodel.
Hold it.
Okay.
No. What's the matter with you?
What's the idea?
And still, no yodel. Vicious, heartless bastard.
I say you give it the yodel, Commodore. If you can't play one, you got to give one. That's what people came here for.
Man, this was a pretty cool fucking yodel, too, man.
Yeah.
It was a soul yodel. We haven't done too many soul yodels.
No, I don't think we ever done a soul yodel. Kind of goes with my history.
Not, you know, and I know if I try to fucking refresh this fucking page.
Ah, jeez. You'll lose it.
It's going to be no joy. just
Julian Mudville. No Julian Mudville.
Yeah. So, fuck. Oh, yodelay, 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 ee-oo. All right, well, we can look at something else here. All right. Here's a story. A server in a restaurant was stiffed by a church on a $735 order. Okay? They ordered 25 steaks, 25 chickens, and 25 potatoes. Didn't tip. Did not tip. $735. So she goes on the Facebook and bitches about this and loses her job. So.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you, Jeebus.
I guess management. You know, they gotta keep. You know, I guess they won't want that. But still, some church.
No, you can't complain about your job on. Yeah, you got to watch what you say about your job on.
Yeah,
on
so I guess her getting fired is, you know, all right. But still, fucking church.
No. This morning, baby, I'm yawning to keep on crying. Somebody's crying. Somebody's trying to steal this gal of mine. Sweet little thing, but nobody gonna steal. I'm gonna buy me a shotgun. I'm gonna buy me some buckshot shells. I'm gonna protect my baby. Lord knows I'm gonna protect her well. I'm gonna catch that old night hawk. I'm gonna catch him snooping around. Take my old shotgun, and Lord knows I'm gonna cut it down. No.
Technical difficulties as quick as possible.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's not fun. There's technical difficulties. Yeah. Like Rokey Doke now.
Glitchy.
Devisive. You got that right. My device is fucking up. Because, see, we're not divisive at all. We're trying to unite people, man.
Yeah,
I mean, we need to be united against the man.
Yep. If the man is keeping us down.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm fucking wrong. You know?
Everyone should watch this documentary. It's called The Source Family. Let's get back to hippie shit. See, Commodore, you
right.
started it. You bring it back, hippie.
I am.
The Source Family. I might watch it again. This time with the sound on.
Is there boobs?
Yeah, oh, yeah. All kinds of nudity in this thing.
Of course, man. Hippies. I love them.
Yeah, they all got the robes. They're the cult. It's the cult of Larry. The cult of Possum. It's a cult thing. What?
Oh,
oh,
we'll save
it.
That one for next time. This is funny.
What's that?
9 seemingly innocent phrases you shouldn't Google at work. We'll look into that further next week on Possum Hour.
Because there's no Possum Friday. No Possum Friday.
No Possum Friday, man. Gonna make the donuts. Thank God. I spare everybody the torment. Another episode of this program, man.
Maybe you'll get that monkey wrench out of the system here.
Oh, man. And jump back over the shark so I can jump it again next week. How about that?
Uh-huh.
That's my promise
you
to you, listener. I hate shows like this. I really do. It's no fucking fun.
Well, you know what it is? It's like you said earlier.
The hell?
It seems to you like a long time it's been out, but it hasn't really. When you listen back.
What the fuck am I getting? I'm getting... I clicked Hava Nagila like an hour ago. Jesus H. Mother Magoo.
Next week, let's start at 9 o'clock so it would air at 10.
It's just the stupidest. Where the fuck is Hava Nagila? I don't even know where Hava Nagila is. Crazy fucking machine gone nuts. It's pretty,
I'm
though.
I'm
thinking
it, though.
Put you in a...
Yeah.
Put you in a...
Place of shit. I like it.
Bouncy, bouncy mood.
Uh-huh.
Jesus. Where the fuck
is
that?
More of that.
What's bouncy, bouncy?
Yeah. Oh, my E just went out again. It was working, now it went out again. Fucking prick.
You what?
Everything's against this. My E key.
Oh, your damn E.
Sound on it.
That damn E. All right,
yeah.
Can we do tequila? Can we do that? All right. Damn,
okay, we got to do it fast. Can you speed it up?
No.
Before it goes down.
I should have a one at 78 just for emergencies.
There you go.
Well, thanks everybody for putting up with this crappy show. Jesus Christ. Whoever's at fault, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. How about them apples?
There you go. There you go. Like it says in the slideshow. Go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself. Get it for USA says he does not recommend triglycerides. You heard it here first. Addie.
Water. Yeah, baby.
I'm sick and tired of everything. The whole fucking thing.
I hear you.
The whole goddamn thing. The whole goddamn kit and caboodle.
Uh-huh. Gotta tie a noose to the shed.
Nah.
Not gonna pout.
We're gonna pout.
Okay. Well, you should have that noose ready, though. You can have it
up. Natty's fish. You wish.
I finished my coffee.
I am not leaving this world until I've had revenge on all my enemies.
There you go. There you go. And that list, that's a long laundry list.
Nah, actually, I'm pretty good on that.
Oh, yeah? Tom Cruise is number one on my fucking thing. Tom Cruise is...
Oh, once I catch up with Leno. Once I catch up with Leno.
Fucking Bayo, too. Get that Bayo up there, fucking prick.
Natty!
Well,
say goodnight, everybody.
Good night.
Say goodnight,
everybody.
Why
are we can.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Energize. Damn it.
It's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong. And now he's bobbing the piano just to raise the price of a ticket to the land of the free. Well, he say his home's in Frisco where they send the rice, but it's really in Tennessee. That's why he say, I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. Oh, I need someone to lend me a $50 bill, and then I'll leave Hong Kong far behind me for happiness once again. Won't someone believe I've a yen to see that bay again? But when I try to leave, sweet opium won't let me fly away. I need someone to love me, need somebody to carry me home to San Francisco and bury my body there. That's the story of a very unfortunate colored man who got arrested down in old Hong Kong. He got 20 years privilege taken away from him when he kicked old Buddha's gong.
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
I'm glad you got Mr. Wu in. Right?
I almost forgot.
Perfect after that song.
I forgot. I almost forgot I threw Mr. Wu in on that. But okay. That's annoying, man. I don't know. It might have been my internet provider.
Might have been. Who knows?
I'm thinking. Because the way the browser was working and whatnot. But then again, it was working really lousy on the Blog Talk shit, so.
Yeah.
They're probably in cahoots. It's the provider, the ISP is in cahoots with BTR, and the QRS is TUV. And then next thing you know, it's W, X, Y, and Z. I got to the bottom of it.
There you go.
Anyhow. Well, glad that's out of the way. I guess we'll try it again next Monday and see what happens. Yeah, it'd be nice if we could get a skirt to come on here, man.
Yeah, I was hoping Wendy would call in on her birthday. What the fuck?
Yeah. He's hiding out from the possums, man. I think you know who I blame for that? You know who I'm blaming for that?
Who?
Uncle Bobo.
Who?
Uncle Bobo. Uncle Bobo and Uncle Bobo. Yes. Divisive, man.
Bobo's guy.
Yeah.
He split the nation and he split the possum hour, the frick.
He split, well, that one former acquaintance of mine that was a Bobo. You know.
Uh-huh.
He wishes dead.
Uh-huh.
You know.
There you go.
The fuck, man?
Go fuck yourself, man. Go fuck yourself.
I don't like it. I don't like it one bit, man. And, oh, my God. You got to watch John Oliver from last night. Watched last week tonight?
No, I don't get that. It's HBO. What is that, HBO?
They rerun it on YouTube the next day.
Yeah, I'm going to have to see it. Yeah.
And I usually catch it, Monday morning.
Check that out.
And this morning, I almost cried for my country, man. I mean, that's how...
Yeah, no shit.
It was just embarrassing, man. They were going around the world looking at all the Bobo impressions. And, I mean, there were some lousy Bobo impressions. like Thailand and India, all around the world doing Bobo. Well, the last one he does is a Ruski, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And... The Ruski, his gym crack goes off, and he answers it, and it's Putin, right?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what the gag was, but that he's in love with Putin. Who's in the audience laughing at that?
Yeah?
Putin!
He was actually in the audience laughing?
He was in the audience laughing at that gag, man. Laughing at us. Laughing at the United States of America. Because we are schmucks. We're run by the biggest schmuck on the planet. Now what? The music seems particularly loud. I think that's just me. I don't know. Let's get out of here while the getting's good.
Yeah.
It doesn't?
Yeah,
let's get out of here, man. Shit. Well, yeah, watch that John Oliver. It's very good.
Will do.
Guest starring Larry Dickman. Careful what you wish for. You may get it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah. They're laughing at us. We are a laughing stock. Now.
Yes. Oh, of course.
We weren't before. Now we are.
Uh-huh.
It's like being internationally pantsed, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the fucking international wedgie. It's not cool, man. We shouldn't be the chimps of the world, but here we are.
The world. You give me headlines now.
Fucking crazy. No, I can't hear it at all.
No? I can hear it.
Oh, there it is. Oy gewalt. Tell me when it's over.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. You kind of hear it. When you talk, I can hear it. It's funny. Funny. There's nothing funny about it. God damn it. Get me out of here. Send me to the door.
Why are you giving me great headlines after on the after show?
The after party.
The
after now I'm
party.
Relaxed, and I know it's I see the end of the light at the end of the tunnel, and fuck out of here, man. Now, happy birthday, everybody.
Happy birthday, everybody, including me, Thursday.
Yeah.
There
oh,
you
yeah.
Go.
Happy birthday, buddy.
58.
Happy birthday.
Thank
I'll
you very much.
Try to find
much.
A good foot picture for you.
Okay. You got to keep the spanking going. I know you. I'm on to you.
Oh, it's okay. Spanky, spanky it is. You can count
spanky,
on
spanky.
It.
Spanky, spanky.
Good night, Gumby.
Good night, Commodore.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.